Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. If you're feeling a little burnt out, like your energy levels are fluctuating more than a stock market report on a Monday morning, then trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, our focus, our time, and it can leave us feeling emotionally drained and physically exhausted. But here's the kicker. Taking care of your physical and emotional well-being isn't about some mythical balance. It's about building resilience, becoming more present, and actually enjoying this crazy ride called life. Today, we're diving deep into practical strategies to nourish both your body and soul. Because, let's face it, a happy mind is much more effective than a stressed-out one, right? Ever felt like you were running on fumes, barely getting through the day, and feeling anything but your best? We've all been there. That's why this episode is dedicated to equipping you with actionable steps to reclaim your energy, boost your mood, and cultivate that well-being we all crave. First things first, let's talk about movement, not just hitting the gym for those sculpted abs, though that's awesome too. But finding ways to get your body moving in a way that feels good. You know that feeling when you go for a walk and the world just melts away? That's what I'm talking about. Maybe it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking that yoga class you've been eyeing, or even just doing some quick stretches during your workday break. Get those endorphins flowing, because happy hormones are real-deal happiness boosters. Next up, fuel your body with the good stuff. Think vibrant fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. It's like giving your body the premium fuel it needs to run smoothly. And hey, don't forget hydration. Water is seriously underrated. It keeps everything running efficiently, both physically and mentally. Ever feel sluggish after a long day? A big glass of water can often work wonders. Now, let's shift gears to emotional well-being. You know that saying, talk therapy, isn't just for Hollywood films, it's actually a superpower. Talking things through with a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can be incredibly cathartic. Bottling up emotions is like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't work. Mindfulness practices are another game changer. Ever notice how those moments of stillness, whether during meditation or simply taking a few deep breaths, can instantly calm your mind? It's like hitting the pause button on the mental roller coaster and finding a moment of peace in the chaos. Practice grounding techniques. Focus on your senses. Feel the earth beneath you. Listen to the sounds around you. This helps bring you back into the present moment and reduces stress. Lastly, don't underestimate the power of self-care. It's not about being selfish. It's about prioritizing your needs so you can show up as your best self for others. Think bubble baths, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or anything that recharges your batteries and brings you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think about a time when you felt completely drained, overwhelmed, and just couldn't seem to catch a break. Was there a specific trigger, maybe a stressful situation at work or a personal conflict? Now imagine applying some of these strategies during that moment. Would taking a few deep breaths have helped? Could a quick walk outside have shifted your perspective? You know what I mean. Remember, this is not about achieving perfection. It's about making small, sustainable changes that add up over time. Celebrate the wins, even the seemingly small ones. By prioritizing both your physical and emotional well-being, you're investing in a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. So go out there, take care of yourselves, and remember to spread the love. I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite strategies for nurturing your well-being? Share them with me on social media using Dopamine Reset Protocol. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips and inspiring insights. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.